too want to greet you in Christ's name. The one whom we choose to serve, who gives us strength, gives us courage. It's been a blessing to be here this morning. A lot of thoughts that were shared tied together into one continuous message, I would say. This morning, a line of one of the songs that were chosen stood out to me, and might we realize this, and the phrase was, I would love thee, if not nourished by thy love, my soul would die. So can we recognize that and keep our souls fed, feed on the Word of God, so that our soul does not die? I appreciated that came up this morning, I guess. So I have chosen to speak on foundations. We know that God provided a foundation for us, and even I did not look into this exactly, but I know that we read of foundations that God established before the creation of the world. And I think that the foundation of God's truths, his overall plan, based on those foundations that he established before he set actions to his plans, you might say. It is on those foundations that that his kingdom is built, and I'm grateful that we may be a part of his kingdom today. So if we think of foundations, just the natural foundation of construction, there's many sizes, designs, styles of foundations, but one thing is true for them all, and the stronger the foundation is, the more stable the structure can be that is built upon that foundation. So if we think of, you know, a house does not have the same foundation as a pole barn does, and we would not consider building a skyscraper onto the same foundation as a pole barn, even though there may be some similarities there. You know, there's just to bring out the different types of foundations, there's probably more, but houses, pole barns, fences, highways, bridges, railroads, all those have foundations, but they're all different in design. Not saying that one is more important or less important than another, but they all have foundations, and the better those foundations are designed or in some instances maintained, the more solid the structure above it will be. And there could be interesting conversation made on that, but we want to get to more important matter for that, as far as that goes. We see that foundations have multiple layers of important components. If we think of the foundation for a house, we usually start with a footer. Then there's the wall that is built onto the footer. There's steel reinforcement. And then a drainage system. You know, that is important. When Truman was served in Louisiana on CASP, is when I learned of it, that in that part of the country they use hurricane straps with their that may be more a part of the structure, but it attaches to the foundation. You know, it's an important component. Then there's also pilings used in foundations, and I found that interesting. Pilings are used for like skyscrapers and bridges, where an immense weight is put onto the foundation, and it must be stable. And what I found was that these pilings are, they vary in depth, but I think it's typical that they are driven to bedrock. And some of the examples that I found, certain skyscrapers have pilings driven to nearly 300 feet deep, and then there's a piling cap, I believe it called it, which was a concrete slab on top of or surrounding the pilings. And the one example was a concrete pad 5 feet thick. So, you know, it's massive, but it's required. And so what happens if the foundation is not properly installed? Think of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. The reason it leans is because of an inadequate foundation and a improperly prepared subsoil. The subsoil was too soft to hold it, and it leaned to 5 degrees at worst. There again, you can look that up. It's interesting to read how they dealt with that. And they tried straightening it and did correct it at least 1 degree. I don't know. Possibly they have worked on it since then also. But okay, so we'll leave that. One point though is So there's multiple components in foundations. But if we lose one or omit one of those components, it tends to cause it to fail. Okay, so the foundation is important, and each component in that foundation is important. I don't know. I feel like I can't tie this together in a nice, fluent sermon, okay? But hopefully we can gain some food for thought here. Humans also have established foundations. And as Christians, our foundation is Jesus Christ. We know and understand that. And that is what we want to speak of mostly. But we also see that humans have adapted to other foundations as well. And I have how do we separate the foundation of Jesus Christ from faith? To me, it seems like the same thing. But if we think of faith as a foundation, we see that there are many forms or ideologies of faith that are not based on Jesus Christ. And yet, that faith is a basis for certain people's beliefs and actions. So faith in that sense becomes a foundation. Customs and traditions can be a foundation. For some people it's politics, for others it might be wealth or fame. It is a foundation onto which they keep building. Okay. And some of those, we don't really want to talk about those in a positive light, because we don't believe that politics should be the foundation of our life, the things we think about, talk about, work. We want something deeper for ourselves in life than politics. And so even faith must be defined. The faith in Jesus Christ is the faith that we adhere to, and not a faith in some strange gods. So if we define faith, my thoughts went like this, that faith is believing in Jesus Christ, claiming or taking to ourselves his salvation for our redemption, accepting his saving grace, subscribing to his commandments, and adhering to his statutes. So that is a faith, and it's in thinking about our foundation being Jesus Christ, faith is built onto that foundation. But in my mind, faith becomes a part of that foundation, and we keep building and building and building, the same as we would in a house. You know, we start with a footer, and after that is ready, we build a wall onto it, and it needs to set for a day or two, and the forms removed, or Henry doesn't need to remove his anymore, but that's the way they used to be done. And then the floor system is built, and the walls, and the roof system, and you know, we keep on building and building, even after the structure has an outward appearance of completeness, there's probably as much or more work to be done inside. Definitely more tedious work, and there's probably more time go to the inside of the home than there is to the actual structure and finishing of the outside of it. So Jesus Christ is the foundation of our faith. So what are the components of our foundation? And I don't know. I'm afraid that I speak in a confusing manner. Because on one hand, I'm saying that Jesus Christ is our foundation, and on the other hand, I'm saying faith is our foundation. But let's think of it, for the sake of this, as Jesus is the true foundation. He is the chief cornerstone, and faith is built onto that. And so, not to take away from the fact that Jesus Christ is the foundation of our faith, of our life, the things that we the things that we do, the things that we say, and even our thoughts, Jesus Christ needs to be the foundation of that. And but in that process, we build onto that. So in Hebrews 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of things not of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the substance. It is that quality, that thing that gives us hope, hope of eternal life, hope of being released from bondage. We studied that in Sunday school, the release from slavery. So faith gives us hope in that, the hope of being with God in eternity. And if we think of that and the glory that awaits us, you know, where there is no sun, but God himself is the light, the heaven, the glory of God fills all of heaven. Faith is that which gives us hope to experience that. Then if we back up to Hebrews 10, verse 19 through 23, Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. So, faith gives us the boldness to enter into the holiest. And we know that in the days of the Old Testament, anyone entering into the holiest of holies would be struck dead unless he was a high priest. And even he would be struck dead if he didn't do everything just right. But at the crucifixion, that the curtain was torn, the veil was torn, and opened up for us all, we can have boldness to approach God. So faith gives us that. Faith gives us a true heart in full assurance of faith, verse 22. It rids us of an evil conscience. It is through faith that we are saved. In believing and trusting that the salvation which we have in Jesus Christ does exactly that. And we are washed with pure water, cleansed from the evil. And then in 1 Corinthians 13:13, now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Just components of faith, you know, hope and charity are a component of faith. You know, the passage here in Hebrews 10 speaks of hope being a part of faith. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13 adds the element of charity. So, you know, faith faith in Jesus Christ and the desire to serve him and to obey his commandments and all that brings love into the equation as well. But in thinking of foundations and building onto it, we turn to 1 Corinthians 3, starting in verse 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work, what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. So the example of building onto the foundation, and the fact that that Jesus Christ is our foundation, and that cannot be changed. Verse 11, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And so, Paul acknowledges that Jesus Christ is the true foundation and there is no other. But then he speaks of building onto the foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble. And I don't know. I would be open to other men's ideas concerning all this, but to me, building onto the foundation of Jesus Christ with gold, silver, and precious stones speaks of engaging in work of eternal value, seeking to bring others into the kingdom, upholding God's word, in encouraging one another, not being so focused on the things of this earth, but things of eternal value, and those things will remain eternal, whereas the wood, hay, and stubble is not necessarily wrong things, but they are of a lesser eternal value. It is needful that we do earthly work. I don't know, in my life at this time, it's building cabinets, we do that to sustain ourselves and to be able to help others. But if that is our most important thing that we do, or if we do that outside of, or instead of, serving the Lord, then it's just like wood, hay, or stubble, and fire will just consume it. I like to think of it as our earthly work is the channel through which we can reach other people, and God working in us can reach those people as well. I don't think I will turn to this. Isaiah 28:16. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. We understand that to be a foretelling of Jesus Christ. Psalms 118. There's several verses, starting in verse 17. I shall not die, but live. And declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. So in building onto the foundation of Jesus Christ, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. So I guess my thought there is that, you know, by declaring the works of the Lord, and to keep our hearts and minds filled with the understanding, the awareness of Christ being our all in all. That keeps us from dying spiritually. Okay. So I shall not die spiritually by declaring the works of the Lord. Then in 18, the Lord hath chastened me sore, okay? So, the psalmist here acknowledges that he's been put through a test, and God has chastened him, okay? But he hath not given me over unto death. Okay? So, the Lord loves whom he chasteneth. And I had to think that, you know, this chastening is a burning of our wood, hay, and stubble. Has a cleansing effect on us. And, you know, he's not destroyed us, but he's strengthened us and saved us. In verse 19, open to me the gates of righteousness, I will go into them. In rephrasing that in more of our understood language, I guess, it's like, receive me into thy presence now that I have repented and been cleansed. It says, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them. I accept your will, your statutes, your commandments. I accept that, and I will praise you and declare the works of the Lord. Ephesians 2:20, 2:20 and 21. Maybe I'll start in 19. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens and saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. In whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. So again, the foundation laid by the apostles and the prophets, their proclaiming of Jesus Christ being the one whom we serve, the one in whom we find salvation, strength to carry on, and all of that. That is our foundation. And then the building is framed onto that. The thing of, you know, walking in obedience, of serving one another, of honoring God for all He does for us, you know, the gifts He's given us, the blessings He bestows upon us, just the, you know, praising Him for that, declaring the works of the Lord. Then in 1 Peter 2, starting verse 4, but especially verse 5 is what I wanted to share here. 4 through 10 is a nice passage. But in verse 4, ye also as, or verse 5, ye also as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. So, we are a part of that building, a spiritual house. You know, the dwelling place of God, of His Spirit, and to offer up spiritual sacrifices. That was mentioned in Sunday school, to do that which we are convicted to do. That is, forget now exactly the statement, but that is where the will of God is, that we do that which He convicts us to do. In this passage, it refers to, I think, the same thing, is to offer up spiritual sacrifices. It is doing the will of God is, are those spiritual sacrifices. So we're given a foundation to build upon, and that foundation is immovable. Okay, it is sure and steadfast. You know, storms come. They might rattle the building, but the foundation is sure. The foundation is an anchor for our soul, in spite of the storms that beat upon us. We're not without hope. If we think of the foundation and building onto that foundation with faith and hope, and, the assurance of faith, and in 2 Peter, we have the scripture where we add to our faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance. Then other attributes, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. You know, those are all things that we build onto that foundation with. And if we neglect some of those things, there's a compromise that takes place. We won't change the foundation, okay? But as we build onto that foundation, we are strengthened. And if we neglect or just brush aside these building blocks, you might say, our structure becomes unstable. We have faith, we believe in God, we accepted His salvation, but we fail to exercise ourselves in temperance, and or maybe it's brotherly kindness or patience. You know, I have a struggle with patience. We fail in that, and so it's not quite like it should be. It's not what God planned for us. Not that it condemns us, but I guess what my heart is to encourage us to give heed to the need for that completeness, to keep building. And we understand that we do fail, but there is, we can repent. There's forgiveness available. That forgiveness is, I want to say, is as sure as the foundation. It is available to us, and it is there for the asking. Of course, it takes repentance as well. Okay, so the more we keep building, and sometimes it takes rebuilding. Like if we compare this to a house, the storm may come along and rip off the shingles or damage some windows or whatever, and so we build it back. The same with in our lives. We may lose patience, but we repent and we confess that, and return to being patient, just as an example. Or maybe it's charity. Maybe we feel unloving and lash out at someone. We apologize, we repent, and we desire to be more loving and courteous. So we just keep on building and building and building, even if it requires rebuilding. The more that we build, the more beautiful the structure becomes. And I'm speaking both of a earthly structure and our spiritual being. The more we build onto that spiritual foundation, the more beautiful that structure becomes. And not to glorify our own selves or that which we do, but God's glory is revealed in a greater fashion because of the continuing in faith and the growing in His Spirit. Okay, I think I will leave it there. Be open for corrections, testimony, other thoughts that you would have to share.
Actually, the next verse, 32, 5, 6, is where we're also
I like the scriptures in how it proclaims Christ being that rock, and I don't know, if I just